Everything and anything is available online. Consumers can buy pet monkeys, designer clothes, groceries, and more from the comfort of home. But life online goes beyond simple retail for many business owners. Fred Moosey does marketing for a Madison jewelry store. He says most people wouldn't buy an expensive piece of jewelry without getting an up-close personal look at it. But Moosey says modern consumers do a lot of online browsing before heading to a so-called brick-and-mortar store.
Especially because our audience is getting younger and younger, I find that they're doing more and more of their research online. And if we don't have a porthole that's available for them to find out the information they're looking for, they're getting it from our competitors.
Consumers aren't just doing their homework on the computer before heading to the mall. According to statistics from Forrester Research, online sales accounted for almost 5.5% of overall retailing in 2003. That's still a relatively small piece of the pie, but it is growing. Consumers are apparently overcoming fears of using credit and debit cards on the web, with good reason, according to Keith Klein. He's president and sales manager of On Your Mark, a web developing and marketing firm.
11 times safer to use your credit card on the internet than to use it at a restaurant or a gas station or somewhere where a person gets physical access of it, even if only for a moment. In most cases, for legitimate companies on the web, it's a transaction that's done behind the scenes.
The Forrester Research says Americans spend almost $76 billion online for general merchandise. That figure is expected to double in the next 5 years. Sandra Bradley is a consultant and interactive services director for the Hebing Group, a Madison-based marketing firm. She's also teaching a series of e-commerce courses sponsored by the UW-Madison School of Business. Bradley says online shopping isn't just for nerds anymore.
If we're looking at 10 years ago, it would have been a highly technical, even someone who errs on the side of programmer-related type person who would trust the security and understand the process of buying online. That has changed quite a bit to much more of a mass consumer base, and that has been helped a lot by big retailers going online, building that trust, the Old Navies, the Targets, the Walmarts.
Bradley says convenience is a big factor for online shoppers. Offers of free shipping are also attractive, and online sales are generally not taxed, perhaps another incentive. But there's a move to change that. Diane Hart is an administrator in Wisconsin's Department of Revenue. She's also the co-chair of the Streamlined Sales Tax Project. That's a coalition of states working to simplify the tax code to make it easier for retailers to collect sales taxes. On October 1st, Hart says a group of states made a major development on that front.
And that's when 18 states have been identified as having enacted all the simplifications and the uniformity within their sales tax laws.
Hart says those states will set up a central registration system so that retailers can voluntarily sign up to collect taxes.
Since October 1st, we have 41 businesses that have come forward and are going to start collecting sales taxes in those 18 states.
The problem, according to Hart, is Wisconsin isn't one of those 18 states. Even though an estimated $150 million worth of state sales taxes go uncollected each year, the legislature hasn't adopted the simplified system. Since shopping online is popular for other reasons, taxation isn't expected to have much of an effect. Sandra Bradley, the marketing consultant, says most retailers generate little, if any, of their overall revenue through direct sales on the web. Instead, a survey released earlier this month by the Center for Media Research shows more than half the responding businesses say a website gives their companies credibility. 19% of the respondents say the web helps cut costs. Bradley uses the example of the Madison Jewelry Store. By using a website, she says they can cut back on other promotions.
They have significant dollars in radio as well as other media, and potentially being able to move some of those dollars over to the website is a way of realizing some potential savings.
As consumers become more comfortable with new technologies, Bradley advises businesses to keep up. She says blogs can influence consumers' choices, and podcasting is beginning to take hold. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.